Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Each week we share a reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. Today, a reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. Some people were talking about the temple, how it was decorated with beautiful stones and ornaments dedicated to God. Jesus said, "As for the things you are admiring, the time is coming when not even one stone will be left upon another. All will be demolished." They asked him, "Teacher, when will these things happen? What sign will show that these things are about to happen?" Jesus said, "Watch out that you aren't deceived. Many will come in my name saying, 'I'm the one,' and 'It's time.' Don't follow them. When you hear of wars and rebellions, don't be alarmed. These things must happen first, but the end won't happen immediately." Then Jesus said to them, "Nations and kingdoms will fight against each other. There will be great earthquakes and wide-scale food shortages and epidemics. There will also be terrifying sights and great signs in the sky. But before all this occurs, they will take you into custody and harass you because of your faith. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will provide you with an opportunity to testify. Make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. I'll give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to counter or contradict. You will be betrayed by your parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends. They will execute some of you. Everyone will hate you because of my name. Still, not a hair on your heads will be lost. By holding fast, you will gain your lives." Now for a reflection on this passage written by Dan Dick, ordained United Methodist elder. A friend of mine was lamenting her current relationship with her 14-year-old daughter. "Anytime I disagree with her or tell her she can't do something, she runs into her room and slams the door screaming, 'The whole world is against me!'" I sympathize with my friend, but I still remember that tumultuous time in my life when I also felt that the whole world was against me. It felt like nothing I said or did was good enough. I never felt confident, and I was constantly questioning whether anyone really liked or loved me. Whenever I hear someone say they wish they were young again, I shake my head. It is not easy feeling like the whole world stands in opposition to your very existence. Jesus can relate. In Luke, Jesus tells his followers what they will face in the times to come, foreshadowing what will happen to him very shortly. The world has very little patience with people who call for radical change, social upheaval, the redistribution of power and property, and abandoning conventional wisdom. To be a faithful witness to Jesus Christ and the vision of God for a just, loving, and free world is to invite the whole world to be against you. But this is not our invitation and our purpose. We proclaim God's wisdom by speaking truth to power and calling for the transformation of the world. Thank God for the blessed and powerful gifts of Christian community and the Holy Spirit. We never stand alone. We are one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry and witness to the world. Make us one, O God, so that as your people, united by your love, we will live to honor and glorify you. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for The Good We Can. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have services at 8:30 and 10:45 on Sunday morning. The service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend and join us again next week for The Good We Can.